The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here, PFN Live, Radio Row leading into Super Bowl 58, joined here by Brevin Jordan. Brevin, thanks so much for jumping on the show.
Appreciate you, man, for having me.
Absolutely. So we saw CJ Stroud here walking around earlier, had just a whole entourage surrounding him as there is a ton of buzz surrounding him based on what he did here in his rookie year. We got NFL honors here tonight, most likely going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Absolutely.
What was it like playing with CJ Stroud here and the life that he interjected into that offense?
Yeah, that's my guy. I always tell the media he's a West Coast killer. You know, I'm a West Coast guy. I always tell him he's a West Coast killer, man. Like, just the way he carries himself, like, he's a real pro. Like, he 21, 20, he just turned 21. Like,
ridiculous.
The dude just handles himself like a pure pro. Like, it was so fun to just play with him and see the energy that he brought to the city of Houston. Because, I mean, the past 2 years, I mean, you guys know I've been in Houston 3 years, my third year. It was tough, bro. Like, it felt, you know, lifeless to an extent. You know, the stadium was kind of empty.
Right.
This year, the stadium was full. It was jumping. Like, everybody loved us. And a lot of that, man, was credit to CJ, man. He brought a lot of life to the stadium.
Yeah, I think we were talking with Dalton Schultz here earlier, which we'll talk about him in just a second, and the 1-2 punch that you guys had this year. But I think a big portion of CJ Stroud being able to step in and have that type of impact was Bobby Slowick, right?
100%.
And the offensive system that 100%. He brought and put into place. What was it about Bobby that really just kind of catapulted this offense to new heights here this year?
Yeah, the thing I liked about Bobby a lot was he showed trust in his players. Like if somebody makes a mistake, Bobby would just be quick to go tell him, like, hey, man, it's all right. Like, like there was one game I made a crazy, like, I ran the wrong route. I blocked and was supposed to run a route. And I came to the sideline. We ended up kicking the field goal. But I came to the sideline. I was so mad at myself, just pounding the table, just furious. And Bobby came up to me and was like, hey, I'm coming back to you. He called it. I scored. And,
you
know, just an example like that, man. It was multiple examples like that for a lot of guys on the team. He just showed a lot of confidence in his players. And it was awesome, you know, to get to work with him every day.
Do you think Bobby Slowick's going to be a head coach in the NFL here someday?
Absolutely. I mean, he was getting radio. I mean, he was getting reviews and requests and all types of stuff all offseason. So, I mean, he's young, too. He's like, what, 38?
That's ridiculous.
It's inevitable. What's going
to
happen?
All right, so I mentioned we talked to Dalton Schultz here on the show earlier here today. You guys were just a fantastic 1-2 punch all year. What was it about Dalton and kind of playing together that you guys were able to find the success that you did?
I think, well, one, Dalton's my dog, man. Like, just for me, he helped me become such a better pro because how he handles business.
Yeah.
He's a BSR. Just how he handles business. Like, he's a Stanford guy. He just really got one of those guys that just really loves football.
Yeah.
Like, and the dude helped me tremendously in terms of like reading coverages, learning how to spend time with the quarterback. He was always in the quarterback room with CJ.
Yeah.
Like, the dude had created an unbelievable bond. So for me to just, you know, pick up on those small things, the little habits that he did, it helped me become a better pro, honestly, too. But the dynamic of us this year was awesome, man. We were able to do a lot in Bobby Slowick's offense, and that, you know, that Shanahan tree, you got to be able to be a Swiss Army knife. You have to be able to block, run block, pass protect, run routes. You have to be able to, you know, do everything, be a check down option. So for us, you know, we were just like it felt like we were just a good, you know, mix, yin and yang type of thing. It was awesome.
For sure. So we're here, Super Bowl 58, obviously Kansas City Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers, Houston Texans moving forward. Are we going to see the Houston Texans here in 2024?
I hope so, man. I think so.
We're going to have to see.
We're going to wait and see, though. I'm excited.
I love hearing that. Now, we're here at Radio Row all week. We've been here just absolutely just chaos here. This is jam-packed. What are you doing here at Radio Row that people need to know
about? I'm from here. I'm from
Las
Vegas, born and raised. I went to Bishop Gorman High School right up the street. So I've been chilling at my mama's house.
Yeah, bro.
My agent told me this was an event that they wanted me to do. So I was like, all right, cool. Like, you know, I'll slide. It sounds like a fun thing, you know, get a little bit more exposure. But really, when the season ends, I come home and I'm spending time at my mama's house, man. So I keep it real simple.
Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time out, jumping on here, man. It was a great conversation. This is Brevin Jordan. Kyle Yates here on PFN Live, Radio Road, leading into Super Bowl 58. Don't go anywhere.